Now to our large chamber group of the program, a Nanette by Louise Farrenc. She was a descendant of a long line of royal artists, including several women painters, and displayed artistic and musical talent of a high order at a very early age. By mid-adolescence, she had developed into a pianist of professional caliber and showed great promise as a composer. At 15, she began training in composition and orchestration with Antoine Reicha at the Paris Conservatoire. When she was 17, she married Aristide Farrenc, a music publisher and former flutist. 4 years later, her piano music began to be published. Her 30 etudes in all the major and minor keys became a piano classic and were adopted as required study for all piano classes at the Paris Conservatoire. In 1842, Farrenc was appointed professor of piano at the Conservatoire, a post she would hold for 30 years. The only woman musician at the Conservatoire in the 19th century to hold such a permanent chair of this rank and importance. Farrenc wrote 2 orchestral overtures and 3 symphonies, 2 piano quintets, 2 piano trios, 2 violin sonatas, a cello sonata, a sextet, and the Nanette we'll be hearing in a minute. The Institut de France honored Farrenc in 1861 and 1869 by awarding her the Chartier Prize for her contributions to chamber music. Despite the limited audience for instrumental music in opera-dominated Paris, Farrenc's chamber music established her reputation. It was her Nanette, which was premiered with the young but already legendary Joseph Joachim playing the violin, which catapulted her to near celebrity. Farrenc virtually abandoned composition after the death of her daughter, who was a rising star of a pianist before becoming ill in her 20s and who died when she was 32. After that, Farrenc became caught up in her husband's passion for research into early music. He compiled Le Trésor des Pianistes, a 23-volume anthology of harpsichord and piano music from a repertory encompassing 300 years. Inspired by her husband's enthusiasm, Louise Farrenc immersed herself in the task of compiling and editing the anthology, initially in collaboration with her husband, and, after his death in 1865, as sole editor. The insights she gained into early music performance style made her an expert in the field. In addition to her compositional legacy, Farrenc is now recognized as a pioneering scholar of early keyboard music and a forerunner of the French musical renaissance of the 1870s. Let's hear Louise Farrenc's Nanette in E-flat major, opus 38, played by the chamber soloists of the State Philharmonic Rhineland-Pfalz. It's in 4 movements.